This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In or out on the Jimmy Butler trade? I think you're hearing both of us sort of like it's a little bit of a hesitation sensation.
Yeah.
You like the deal. I don't like the deal.
Cha-ching!
But like you don't love the deal. And I don't not understand why they did the deal. Like I think we're in a spot where it's impossible to both love this and hate this. If you're thinking clearly about it, I believe you have to see the positives and the negatives that are just obvious. It's not a perfect match, but the Warriors had to make a deal.
I see that.
So they did.
And I don't see as many of the negatives as there really are. I mean, the negatives, I think, are perceived. For me, the biggest negative was the Jimmy Butler, I want money factor, and that's been taken care of. And you still have, the biggest negative for me is the fit, the basketball fit. If Jimmy Butler will or will not want to play the way that the Warriors like to play, I do think that they've got a couple years now to work it out. The other possible negative is, what now for Jonathan Kuminga? Because if Kuminga comes back and plays well, when he comes back in a week or 2 weeks or whatever it is, when he comes back, can he continue to ball out? And if he does his price go up to where they can't keep him? That, to me, becomes the other shoe that will or will not drop.
Well, let me even ask you this. When Jonathan Kuminga gets back, is he a starter?
No, he's not.
Do you think he's still going to come off the bench?
Yeah, I mean, I would figure.
Like, I mean, there's a real, real fair question. Who's your two guard, Warriors? Who's your two? If you start Jonathan Kuminga along with Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green, I would argue you're sort of short on somebody who can guard a two. You're also a little short on three-point shooting. Like, I honestly think if I had to guess right now, Kuminga's still your sixth man, and your starting lineup when he gets back, assuming health for all parties, is going to be Steph, Pods,
yeah,
Butler, Draymond, and Post. I think that's going to be your lineup.
Agreed. Or Kevon or TJD, depending on who's
sure.
hot and, you know, who you against whom you're playing. I agree. And I think that if you do have Pods, then he can at least take some of the point guard burden off of Steph. And that way, when you go to your second unit, you've got Buddy. At his best, he can get you a bucket. He can shoot the three. And you've got Kuminga, who, with that second unit, becomes more of a featured piece.
Yeah, and maybe that's a good thing for him, although we know he wants to start. I don't know how many shots are still going to be there for him when he comes back. He's got to get back into the flow. And he's got 30 games to do this, man. And I don't know how much leverage he has. So, again, based on the folks I've talked to, I'd get ready for Jonathan Kuminga to maybe sign an extension for less than we're thinking. That might be all that's there for him. All right, in or out on the deal. Let's get back to you. How about Scott in San Rafael? Hey, Scott, thank you for calling.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's
hey,
up?
Hey, just want to let you know I've been listening to your show all the afternoons and love it. Big fan of the afternoon show.
Dude, thanks.
But I'm out on this deal. To trade Wiggins was a positive influence. He's had his most consistent year. He looked like he had really grown up and grown up out of those emotional or whatever he was dealing with in the past. So to trade him, that hurts. That really hurts. And then now to have Butler, who's a problematic, doesn't want to play with us, and now he's going to come. What kind of joy are the Warriors going to have playing? That's what I want to know. When you look across the country, you look at fans that look at other teams, they all love the Warriors because we have joy. They like watching the Warriors. But now, with the dynamic of Dre and Butler, I'm out on this. I kind of hope that this is just going to be at the end of the season, and maybe they'll look to trade him on the offseason.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath, but Scott, thank you for the comments. Thank you for the call. I get it. He is not as touchy-feely as Andrew Wiggins. There's
right.
No doubt about that. I will say this. I'm going to give him a chance. Like, I do think Warrior fans, you need to do this. We've heard about this. We've watched it from afar. We know who Jimmy Butler is. But I'm also going to allow Jimmy Butler the Warrior to be Jimmy Butler the Warrior and then see what that is. Because, for example, as you sit here and say you loved watching Andrew Wiggins, what was your perception of Andrew Wiggins when they acquired him? Because when D'Angelo Russell was sent out, don't forget what the national reaction to Andrew Wiggins was. They're like, what? Andrew Wiggins? That disappointment? That's who you're going to hit Steph Curry to now? And Andrew came out here, and outside of whatever the family issues were, he was a great Warrior. He kept his head down. He played hard, and he was the key piece in a championship run.
Yeah, two-way wigs. And just the way you laid that out, I'm thinking about how that whole thing went. So you went from D'Angelo Russell to Andrew Wiggins to Jimmy Butler. That, for me, if you want to criticize front offices, that's a pretty good matriculation going up the ladder. And you got Andrew Wiggins at his best, and you turned him essentially, and I know other pieces went out, a couple of expirings and Lindy Waters, but
sure.
You turned that into Jimmy Butler. So you went from D'Angelo Russell, a guy who you really didn't probably want in the first place, and you flipped him to Andrew. Andrew wins a title, and you flip him to Jimmy Butler. That's pretty good.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I think it at least requires some thought from all of us to think about the chain link fence that was created with the idea that Kevin Durant wanted to leave. Now, you can argue with the way the front office handled Draymond and all that led to Kevin wanting to leave. But you get to a point where Kevin Durant wants to leave, and as a front office, what do you do? Well, they turned that into D'Angelo Russell.
Yep.
And then they turned D'Angelo Russell into both Wiggins and Kuminga. And then they won another championship. And now they have chain link fenced this thing again. I don't know if Jimmy Butler will work, but that is pretty good tiptoeing by a front office to keep the original thought of Kevin Durant wants to leave is still a thing.
Yeah.
Because Kuminga is still here too.
Yeah, exactly.
Those things are all attached.
Right, and that's a good way to look at it. And whether or not Jimmy works, and let's just say for the sake of this conversation that it doesn't work, well, now you've got a guy making $60 million that you can trade as an expiring or a near expiring in the next year or two and, you know, bring back some assets. It doesn't necessarily mean that this is now done. No more moves to be made over the next 2.5 years just because you brought in Jimmy Butler.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Special thanks to everybody who's on our YouTube feed today. Good chat been going this week on the YouTube feed, and obviously those of you who are there have gotten a look at this awesome scene here at Splash at Thrive City, or at least you've gotten to take a look at the Smash Burger, which is now missing a couple of bites. But also, we're giving you the keyword you need to claim a spot in the knockout tournament on the Chase Center floor in 10 minutes. So just keep listening right where you are. Back out to the phones. JD in Pleasant Hill. JD, you're on Willard and Dibbs. What are you doing?
I'm driving, buddy. Just picked up my son. First off, just want to say love the show. And for a rare occasion, I'm actually in agreement with Willard on this.
What?
That's awkward.
Come on, man.
I am so out on this. I think this trade happened maybe a year too late. And I know I loved Wiggins as a player, but Wiggins moving on is one thing. I really didn't want to give up a pick. My thing was, if you were going to go all in with a big move, Miami was sitting back. Pat Riley came out 2 days ago saying, oh, we'll keep Butler for next year. That was a load of, you know what? They were never going to keep him. We gave up a little too much for Butler, but that's just because the Warriors were desperate. Dunleavy, Bob Myers, he is not. He's in over his head. This trade should have happened like maybe a year ago. I don't agree with the moves. And if you were going to go all in, kind of like the way it feels, I would have been happier with it if there would have been another move on top of it before the deadline today. But with that being said, yes, I'm definitely out on this.
JD, thanks.
Yeah, I wonder what JD would want them to do and like what other people would want them to do. And I understand that this move may not be perfect, and you said as much, but everybody wants them to do something. Would you rather have them just bring in Vucevic? And to say they gave away too much, quote unquote.
Well,
for me, all you gave up was Andrew Wiggins.
I think that he says the Warriors are making a move out of desperation. I think the Heat were too, and I think that what both teams received reflected that. I will offer this, just as an alternate thought on the draft pick that they gave up. I want everybody to think about this, and you can make whatever opinion you want out of this. But the idea of the Warriors giving up a pick, in many ways, they have to. They need to. It's top 10 protected, and if you're a Jonathan Kuminga fan, you do not want the Warriors to get a top 10 pick next year. I hope you just heard me clear. You do not want your pick next year if you're a fan of Jonathan Kuminga. The Warriors probably will not have a top 10 pick, which means they're probably giving up their pick next year, and then you move on, and you've kept all your picks for the coming years when Steph and Dre and Jimmy get even older. But if they end up with their pick next year, they've got to pay that pick. And that money, in many ways, would come directly out of what they're able to offer Jonathan Kuminga. Make no mistake about it, the Warriors have made their move, and they are now financially strapped. There is no more financial flexibility for this team with these monster contracts. And if you want to keep Jonathan Kuminga at $25 million or so, you probably are not able to make a first-round pick.
Right, and I'm just looking at the rookie scale from this year, and if you are the number one pick, you got an automatic $10.5 million, and all the way down to the 10th pick, to your point, $4.557 million, so $4.6 million for a rookie, and we know how they treat rookies here. You get paid, but you don't get played.
And it doesn't sound like much, but it is. But it is, especially if you're going into the second apron, and as we learned with Kelly Oubre, you know, $10 million can actually mean 80.
Yeah.
So if you're paying a rookie $4.5 million, but it's actually like, oh, that actually cost the team $45 million.
Yeah.
That's different. It's different. So just another dynamic to think about with regard to the pick that they gave up. They may actually kind of need that pick to go away if they want to keep Kuminga. Let's go to Patrick in Carson City. Hi, Patrick. Appreciate your call, man.
How's it going, guys?
What's good?
I gotta tell you, I love you guys' show. I've been a long time. I've just recently moved to Carson City. In Sonoma County my whole life. My basketball team actually played against Dibs there. I was Petaluma High back in the early to mid-'80s.
Oh, nice.
Remember this.
Yeah.
West Side's got chickens. East Side's got class.
Well, we whooped your butt except my senior year. Every year of my senior year.
That might have been 1982 with Devlin Jackson and Jimmy Ferreira and company, where they went all the way to the NCS Finals, as you well know.
I'm thinking 84 when we went. We played at actually the Coliseum there with Dave Miles on our team. So
yeah. It was a nice little flash in the pan for you guys over the Trojans on the West.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Aside. But go ahead.
Anyway, hey, I love your guys' show. Really is one of the smarter shows on the air, I believe, like your promo says. I'm in, and I got to tell you, this is coming from a Warriors fan that became a Warriors fan when seeing Rick Barry win the championship in 74. So I've been watching a long, long time. Long-time basketball coach myself. And I'll tell you the one thing that Jimmy Butler brings that Wiggins never could and never would. He's a closer. Okay? So when he's on the floor at the end of the game, like last night, if Wiggins was on the floor last night, I'm not sure if they would have won or not. If Jimmy was on the floor last night, they would have won. And that's just by saying he has that dog in him. He knows the right moments. He controls the ball. He's not going to throw it around like Draymond or Steph and make those stupid, crazy passes. He's going to hold on to it and make the right decisions. I mean, it's right there in his history. So that's why I'm in for the most part. But, you know, the other thing is, guys, he's going to be interesting to watch. I mean, who's not going to want to see Butler and Draymond on the court at the same time? Well, I am. I mean,
yeah, like Patrick, I'll buy that. Patrick, thank you so much for the call. That was really fun. I'll buy that side of it. I just happen to also feel like that could be a fleeting thought. Like those of us who are like, man, I just wanted something new, and this will be really fun to watch. Yes, for 3 weeks. And if they're losing basketball games, will you still think it's entertaining and fun? And if Draymond and Jimmy, for all of us who are like, ooh, could be fireworks, when they get suspended, you're not going to think that's fun. And I'm not saying they will. Draymond has actually done what he was supposed to do this year. Jimmy, not so much. But I'm not going to root for those kind of fireworks. And my curiosity factor is going to go away in a few weeks if they don't win basketball games. I remember when David Beckham came to MLS. Every star in LA went to the game. And then a week later, they never came back. So that curiosity is great. I get it. I feel it too. I just don't think that that has staying power.
Well, it has staying power if they win. You're right. But I do think throughout the remainder of this year, having Steph and Draymond and Jimmy Butler will be interesting. And even if they wind up out of the play-in, then you get into next year and you wonder if it can work again. Maybe they just weren't on the same page because they were getting to know each other. I do think that there's more staying power just based on these personalities. Steph and Draymond have been here. They've won here. Jimmy Butler is a meteoric personality and one who I think will draw attention no matter what. So I do think that there will be staying power, even if they do struggle, into this year.
Are you in or out on the Jimmy Butler deal? We're taking your calls on that throughout the afternoon. This is your show today. We just want to hear from you. 888-957-9570 as we sit here inside Splash at Thrive City, the brand new state-of-the-art sports bar and restaurant, which is beautiful right outside of Chase Center. Let's keep going. Brendan in Sacramento is next up. Hi, Brendan. What are you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Man, we're hanging in. It's a good day.
All right. I'm going to put this straight to the point. I'm totally in on Jimmy. And the reason why I'm in on Jimmy is because we have seen the Warriors, specifically Draymond and Steph, work with other people very well, like Jimmy in the past. Yes. Now, Jimmy typically has a little bit more of a personality than most people, and that could be a conflict, but I could also see this turn the other way, and Jimmy and Draymond actually being actually kind of closer friends than you might think. Think in the aspect of, like, this could turn into like a Smash Bros. Situation where these guys just blend well and work really well together. And I also think that there's the aspect that they're going to fit Jimmy in a very similar way to how Durant and Curry and Draymond would have been on the floor.
I mean, Brendan, thanks, man. Look, if what we're asking is, do we feel like Steph Curry and Draymond Green are good at welcoming others onto the team and fitting them in and making adjustments and seeing the bigger picture? My gosh, I think that about those two players as much as you could think it. I don't, you know, one thing we've never seen with the Golden State Warriors, and it's kind of a miracle in this era, there has never been what I would call an internal power struggle. Maybe the Draymond Kevin thing, I would use a different word for it.
Right.
But there's never been that egomaniacal, this is my team, no, this is your team, let's not work it out and now all get mad and leave. We've never seen that, despite the fact that a lot of big names have come through here. So I have total faith there. My curiosity is much more about Jimmy. Again, this came down to money in Miami. It blew up. He got some money here. That doesn't tell me that, like, oh, I really think I'm a great fit with this team and I want to play with those guys, especially since all week long we heard it was Suns or bust.
Right.
So that's my hesitation.
And it's fair. It's fair to hesitate. And, you know, Jimmy Butler is a guy who has never been shy about stating his mind, and he also has never been one to avoid conflict if he wants his way out of a situation. So it's possible that he's volatile. He comes here. He wants to go, and he does what he's done in other spots. I know that that's part of the risk.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.